1784.
Request of Shane Rosen to address council regarding grace and peril.
Morning.
Morning. Oh, no. Wardrobe malfunction, I think they call that. Good morning, commissioners. First off, I want to apologize to you, Mr. Mayor, because the last time I was in here, you were gracious enough to give me an extra minute, and I wasn't satisfied with that.
Appreciate you coming back. Can't do that today because we got a question.
I understand. I'm going to try to make it less than 3 minutes today. So I've started this series with State of the City, in which I declared the city in peril. And I think that the answer to all of our problems is the application of grace in its many forms. By peril, what I mean is when I came back to town, Aaron Campbell was murdered by Ronald Frashauer, and the mayor and the police chief judged that the officer should be fired, and he's still on the force. And so he's not the only one. There's other officers, and I don't know what's going on there, but I don't know where the grace comes in there, but we really need to hold the Officers Association to the fire. But grace is the answer there. I know it is. Forgiveness has to have a way or there's no future. So with the transportation thing, last time I presented, I read a poem that I had read to Mayor Katz, and that was a poem that demanded bicycle streets and threatened extradition of car drivers to Antarctica. And ended with the caveat that we could all stick together and share the streets. And that's the grace in that piece, and that's why I read that poem. We're experiencing some grace in the homeless issue. You've heard commentary this morning and relentlessly over the last few years, and things are happening, and it's really great to see. So I gave you a handout last week. And in that handout was information about a woman named Karen Holtz, who was a marine biologist and a very enthusiastic and really beautiful person who was murdered or killed accidentally by a drunk driver. But her organs went into 6 different people. She gave life to 6 different people. And in that handout, there was also an excerpt from a book where she inspired people after her death in making life choices, profound life choices. And I talked about the grace that the bicycle community exhibited to the drunk driver's family who had lost their breadwinner. That's the kind of grace that we need. So the handout that I have today is pictures of diverters. This first one is on 16th and Tillamook. The residents put that in without the city's permission, but because it's a hoity-toity neighborhood, they got away with it. And recently, Rodney has a diverter set up just off of Fremont, and that has curtailed the traffic there and made the street safe. You see that? And then, historically, one of the only dividers that used to be around, I'll finish up, there's only one more picture, just 30 seconds, please. This is Ankeny and 20th. That's been there for years, and I've seen cars drive over it, but 99% of them don't. This is the answer to the transportation problem that we have. It's very affordable. We could crowdfund this, and the citizens would do the labor, and the cars could still be on the streets, and the bikes would feel safe because the cars would be diverted every 3 or 4 blocks instead of these bumps, which feel better if you go over them faster. So thank you for your time.
Thank
I'm sorry
you.
I couldn't keep it to 2.
That's okay. Thank you very much. Okay, thank you.